Good morning. This is Paul Farm. I'm back with you again here on the Unsolicited Opinion, filling in for Maggie Rodden. I'll be in for Maggie all week this week, but Maggie will be back with you again next Monday. Talking about the shootings, actually black gang violence, Jamaican and Somali gang violence in Toronto and in Canada. There's a shooting last week, last Monday night at a block party where people, they're welfare people, swilling $60 bottles of Hennessy brandy. Shooting erupted. Not a lot of information. There are about 200 people there. The police are not getting much cooperation. Isn't it crazy? Not getting much cooperation. Two people killed, 24 wounded. There's been at least one murder since that has been linked to this police after initially saying it was not gang related. They're kind of in the end they admit yes it was, and now they're worried about retaliations and so on. We're talking about that in the first segment this morning, and what we talking about now is some of the proposals. Well, of course, another the other incident that's tied to this, not necessarily by cause, but tied to our topic of so-called gun control. This incident, of course, occurred early Friday morning in outside of Denver, Colorado, when there was a shooting, and they now have a suspect, a fellow named Holmes, and he. Apparently went in the back door or just the emergency door of the theater, started shooting with apparently threw some sort of a tear gas device to confuse people, and then started shooting with several weapons, a shotgun, some sort of an assault rifle, a handgun, and when all was said and done, I think it was 12 people were dead and again about 20 some more wounded. Well, it wasn't long before voices emerged with a solution to this. And the Premier of Ontario, well, actually, he was honest enough to admit, Dalton McGuinty was honest enough to admit that there is no simple one, dare we say it, silver bullet solution, one solution that will stop the black gang shootings in Toronto. But anyway, despite the fact that there was no simple solution, he had one, or he had a proposal, and that was to ban all handguns. It wasn't long before there were also calls for various types of gun restrictions in the United States. That would solve the problem, or help solve the problem, we are told. Anyway, my guest this morning is Ernest Tomlin. He's been around the gun fraternity in Canada for probably 40 years. He's very knowledgeable about gun issues. So, welcome, Ernest. Glad to have you on the show.
Hello, how do you do?
Yeah, now, what do you think of Premier McGuinty's proposal that we should have a ban on handguns?
Well, let me say this, first of all, that the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, the cinema, had already issued a notice that this is a gun-free zone. So they had done something similar to McGuinty's suggestion that all you have to do is put up a sign that guns are not allowed and there won't be any violent crime involving firearms. Well, obviously that didn't happen. So this proposal of banning guns or posting information such as the cinema did is absolutely ludicrous.
Ernest, sorry to cut you off there. We've got a call.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. A little belated start to this edition of The Flip Side for this Monday, July the 23rd. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, it's a start of another fun-filled week with Asian and European markets going into a free fall because of, shock or surprise here, European debt problems once again resurfacing. Statements out over the weekend about Spain requesting additional bailout assistance, misinterpreted statements coming out from the IMF whether or not they would lend a helping hand to Greece, and then announcements by both Italy and Spain that they are banning short sales led to a Dow, although off its lows of the day, Dow opened up off 200 points, currently off 141 points at 12,680. NASDAQ off 56 at 2,869. No shock or amazement here, but the dollar benefiting from safe haven status once again. U.S. dollar higher by 39 basis points. Dollar index at 83.89. With the dollar assuming safe haven status, means that we have a risk-off trade. Oil off $2.86 at 88.97. Gold currently off $8.50 at 15.76. Silver off 29 at 27.14. Platinum off 17 at 14.01. Palladium off 8 at 5.72. Miners joining the metals and the Dow in the red. XAU off 336 points, currently sitting at 144.22. Art Gashin this morning said that the majority of traders on the floor of the consensus that because of the action in the transport sector over the last few weeks, it seems as though the economy has stalled. And once again, we are going to be dealing with the prospects of Fed coming to the rescue. Seems one of the Fed's voting members over the weekend once again reignited the probabilities of the Fed entering into more quantitative easing based on the slowing of the U.S. economy, plus obviously the problems in Europe. And what I find amazing is New York Fed recently put out a statement calling gold a phenomenal asset. I mean, just listen to, and this is directly from the New York Fed. It says, for centuries, gold had a profound impact on history as a symbol and a storehouse of wealth accepted universally around the world. Gold functions as a medium of exchange, particularly in areas where currencies are distrusted. Yet gold has not been without controversy. Influential economists, John Maynard Keynes, referred to gold as a barbaric relic. Later in the 20th century, former chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, William Martin, praised gold as a beautiful and noble metal. What is barbarous, Martin said, is man's enslavement to gold for monetary purposes. Clearly, this precious metal has aroused great passion. It undoubtedly will continue to do so long into the future. Now, I'm not sure what the motivation behind the Fed releasing that is, but over the weekend, as is usually the case, some interesting developments have come to light, and this was reported by Forbes. and report of a major old scam that has been uncovered in China. And the size of it is phenomenal. Currently, speculation is this could be almost as big as Bernie Madoff's scam, which was $100 billion. This is a respectable $60 billion. I did my best to source a story, and it was amazing how a little media attention had been brought to it. I found a corresponding report in China Daily, where Chinese officials arrested 33 members of this ring, who apparently fleeced 5,000 investors out of 380 billion won. They purported to represent Loco London, which is the London's metals exchange. Adrian Day, from Adrian Day Asset Management, commented on the report, saying that this is obviously a very significant amount of money. This is an enormous scam. It might make Chinese investors turn towards the physical rather than the esoteric contracts. I don't think it'll make Chinese people not buy gold. It'll just make them want to buy physical gold and keep it. And once again, it brings up the debate of paper gold versus real gold. And as you know, there have been many who have speculated that the amount of physical gold out there is finite. And it should force anybody who holds an allocated gold account to make sure that they actually own the physical stuff. And that's the amazing thing about all these paper assets like GLD and SLV. Is when you read the prospectus in the small print, there's no requirement for them to actually hold the physical gold and silver that they sell on a daily basis. And so I submit to you that the true amount of physical gold and silver out there is an unknown factor. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out. Be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, talking about a whole bunch of Chinese investors are dismayed to learn that the gold they thought they had doesn't exist. And a lot of people are going to come to that realization if they don't do their homework and research these many paper derivative gold and silver investments. As the former Bank of Canada governor said in a speech recently, he says, most investors do not read the fine print of the agreements they sign with respect to financial investments. They make assumptions and do not definitely know if they actually own the bullion in question. Some are attracted to certain bullion investments because of low premiums and low storage fees, but when was the last time Wall Street and a major bank gave the investing public a deal? Investors who don't do their homework may be dismayed to find that their safe haven asset has proved to be anything but. The funny thing is, these same people perform rigorous due diligence when purchasing a home, a car, or a boat, demanding that they have clear legal title to the asset in question. And the same attention to detail must be paid when investing in gold and silver. The most important concept to understand is that a financial institution can sell an investor bullion if the agreement states it can. Banks are not raiding allocated accounts, rather they are following the provisions of the contract in which the bullion is not allocated despite an investor's assumption. And this is not simply speculation, because as we know, Morgan Stanley paid a $4.4 million fine in June 2007 to settle a class action lawsuit brought by clients after the firm charged them to buy and store precious metals. But Morgan Stanley did neither. A few other class action lawsuits have been filed in New York federal court accusing UBS Financial Services, Art Cashin's home, of misleading silver investors and charging them storage fees for metals that were never purchased, let alone allocated or stored for them. But the larger problem we have, and it's been brewing for several years now, is all these exchange-traded funds. And these are generally viewed as low-cost panaceas that replaces almost any investment strategy, including the purchase of gold bullion, and giving investors a false sense of security. And I bring this to your attention for many reasons, and why I obviously said the true state of the amount of physical gold and silver that is above ground and available right now is an unknown factor. And I'm fully aware that a lot of people are attracted to paper gold and silver investments because they see it as a cheaper alternative to holding the physical metal. Let me give you an example. in this crazy business that I'm in of being a gold and silver dealer, people make decisions to buy from a gold dealer in large part based on price. If someone is going to offer you a 1 ounce gold coin $20 less than what I would quote, a lot of people will make their decision to not do business with Republic Trading, but rather do it where they can get a $20 discount on a gold coin. And it's the same mindset when people look at a gold ETF, for instance. I mean, right now, a gold ETF, one share of a gold ETF is equal to a tenth ounce of gold. I'll explain more after this quick timeout.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In light of the news of the weekend about the $60 billion scam uncovered in China, where people wake up to find that the gold they thought they own, they don't own, in large part attracted to paper gold investments because of price, rather than dealing with the physical. As I said, we don't know how much physical gold and silver is above ground. And when we do eventually find out the true extent, we will see a massive movement in both gold and silver. As I said before the break, let me just share with you the mindset out there that a lot of people have. If they are looking at buying gold and they look at their various alternatives. Right now, today, with spot gold sitting at, for want of a better argument, call it $1,500 for the spot price of gold, a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is going to run you about $70. Above the spot price. So a lot of people are attracted to, for instance, a GLD because effectively they are buying gold at spot and not paying that premium to take physical delivery of a 1 ounce gold eagle. In other words, their motivation to buy a paper gold or paper silver asset is based on nothing more than price. Now, not that I have anything against people electing to buy something based on price. All I'm saying is are you really buying what they say you are buying? There's that old saying out there that came about because of the introduction of GLD and SLV. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. And so that's the best advice I think one can have. You can read the China story and many others on my website, including a statement out by Balt Chilton of the U.S. Commodities Futures Trading Commission, in that he's hopeful that the four-year probe of potential price manipulation in the silver market may be completed in September or October this year. The four-year probe of potential price manipulation in the silver market may be completed as early as September, according to Chilton. I am hopeful and expect the silver investigation to conclude in the not-too-distant future. Chilton, 52-year-old Democrat, said that in an email. He went on to add, it's already taken way too long. No kidding. Well, we've got a long way to go between now and September. And as you know, anything can happen between now and then. And in light of forcing myself to watch the political talking head shows over the weekend, I was amazed at the gun control debate that has suddenly arisen out of the events in Aurora, Colorado. The same players are saying the same things as they've done every time after some shooting tragedy, all made appearances calling for tighter gun control, and then people on the opposite side saying exactly the opposite. The reason I find this particular debate useless is it's no different from the debates about gun control that happened after Waco, happened after Ruby Ridge, happened after Oklahoma City, happened after Columbine, happened after the shooting on a university campus. It's the same arguments over and over again. However, what I did find interesting in the debates yesterday is two networks thought it really important that we hear from Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And he made appearances on two networks yesterday, Fox News. No surprise there, considering Fox News is the PR arm of the Likud party. And I guess the same could be said for CBS. And basically, Bibi Netanyahu's statement was he can empathize with the people of Aurora, Colorado, because it's something he has to deal with on a daily basis. I find it ironic that a man responsible for numerous terrorist attacks within Israel and outside the borders of Israel is deemed to be an expert on gun control in America. Well, before Netanyahu made his rounds on Fox News and CBS, his right-hand man was making some suggestions that America should follow Israel's lead. And that is, people should be searched before they enter any public arena, whether it be a movie theater or a shopping mall. Saying that in Israel, people have been subjected to searches in all public places for years, and they feel much safer. Now, this is all coming as we are preparing to watch the spectacle of the Olympic Games opening up in London, where there have been more than numerous reports that Israel is anticipating terrorist attacks to take place at the Olympics, obviously sponsored by Iran. And so we could be setting ourselves up for another false flag operation over the next few weeks. I don't know what else I can say about the events in Aurora outside of it being more of a distraction than anything else. Nothing conclusive will come of it, but it's if you're a masochist, it's interesting to listen to the debates on both the left and the right, because they are all equally misguided. And I wouldn't be shocked or amazed in the days to come to see statements by people connected with the security industry calling for X-ray machines to be placed in all cinemas. I know Michael Chertoff's business would greatly benefit by his company being able to win the contract to supply X-ray scanners at all movie theaters and entrances to shopping malls. I've long held this position. If someone is crazy enough to want to kill mass amounts of people, they are going to do it no matter what. Either born of some misguided ideology, the effects of years of psychiatric drugs, whatever the case may be. And so this gun control debate serves no other purpose than to divide the sheeple. And it always seems that as we near a presidential election, the same old arguments surface time and time again for that very purpose of dividing people on ideological lines. If it's not gun control, it's abortion. And it's if it's none of the above of late, it's protecting us from the proverbial boogeyman. And while our attention has been diverted in all these areas, we are getting our pockets fleeced by the bankers. What a great diversion. And I guess that's the reason why you will see so many stories on my website talking for a gold to go to $7,000 and silver in the triple digits. Jim Rickards' latest analysis of the current situation can be found on my webpage together with... And I'll have to see this before I believe it, but according to the Wall Street Journal, LIBOR arrests are on the horizon. And it's always amusing when prosecutors go after financial wrongdoers, because they all do the same thing time and time again. They find a few meaningless people in the chain of command and issue an arrest warrant. It's a tactic prosecutors use all over the world. Find the small fish on the totem pole, arrest them with much publicity, and charge them with a litany of charges, all in the hope that the little fish will sing on the big fish. I mean, this was a tactic they used going after the mob. So will any of the leading figures of the LIBOR scandal be brought to book? Of course not. They're not going to be charging Jamie Dimon. They're not going to be after Bob Dimon. They're not going to go after Ben Bernanke. They're not going to go after any major U.S. financial institution. But in order to satisfy the public's demand for justice, they will arrest a few low-level people. What I found interesting over the weekend with the many conflicting statements coming out of Germany, and in particular Die Spiegel talking about the IMF first not wanting to advance any additional loans to Greece and then doing a 180, was the report last week about Peter Doyle, the former division chief at the IMF, who resigned, and in a scathing letter of resignation said this about the inner workings of the IMF, that he is ashamed to have any association with this fund at all. I haven't seen Steve Leisman of CNBC covering this story. I wonder why. Best that the sheep will not know about it. And we'll take a time out and be right.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
The night was clear, and the moon was young, and the leaves came to lay down.
Well, this is going to be an interesting week. take, obviously, a whole slew of economic data to digest through the week, culminating on Friday with the report of the U.S. GDP. And no question, should the number coming below consensus, we'll hear the calls for immediate Fed action in order to stop the U.S. economy from going over the proverbial fiscal cliff. There's a great article that you can find on Zero Hedge. Because it is so true. The article's entitled "The One Personality Trait That All Gold and Silver Investors Need to Be Profitable." And that one personality trait is patience. I know somebody, easy for you to say. Well, it is true. If you look at who has benefited the most over the past decade in gold and silver investments are those that bought the physical and waited. It has been the single best performing asset class for 11 years, and I have no reason to doubt it will repeat its performance in year 12, 13, 14, and 15. It's hard to predict how high prices will go. That's going to be a manifestation of the level of people's confidence in the prevailing fiat currency world we find ourselves awash in. And once again, let me remind you, we have a limited amount of European gold coins that we are offering to listeners to the flip side at spot. And please notice I said gold, not silver at spot. We have gold at spot. Unfortunately, I can't do this.
Stand by my friend. And Gola Speaks coming up from the album. And tomorrow, hopefully, Bob Mariotti. Till then, see you.
When the collapse